Perek, hey. The Chovas Halvavos is here providing us with various details of the four basic requirements of tshuva. To remind ourselves, what are the four basic requirements of tshuva? They are charata, regret; vidui, confessing it, articulating the guilt; aziva sachet, you stop doing the aveira; and kabbalah, what we call kabbalah ala osib, resolving not to do it again. Now he's going to be giving us details, practical implementations of these five. So, of these four, he gives us five practical details, practical practices of each of these. As we discussed, we may call some of these are simply telling you what it looks like, the charata, the vidui, whatever. And some of them are what we call hidurim, enhancements of your tshuva process. So we started seeing the five practical applications, details of charata. So number one was contemplating the punishment and how you never know when it'll hit. And number two was what we might call intense regret, meaning really, the way he put it is, breaking your heart and humbling yourself before Hashem by really feeling mortified about the Aveira. Okay, now Shlishi, now we see number three. So here, this is really going to be something that's outside of our frame of reference. For a person to change his clothing and his adornments, to show his charata, meaning I'm not living in the grand style that I used to, even if it's not so grand. I am toning down my level of life, wearing simpler clothing, taking off my gold watch, and also in the things I eat, person is going to showing that he is in a state of grief, if you will, or a state of humility. I don't feel that I deserve all the things that I used to conduct myself with. So this is something that Gemara talks about, right? Mamish changing your appearance as a means of tshuva. I don't know, if for us talking among ourselves, for our level and for the type of tshuva that we're dealing with, I don't know if we would suggest this. But what we might say is to take the concept and say that, you know what, maybe I will sometimes forego certain pleasures simply for that purpose, right? Precious has a lot of different aspects to it. The concept of precious, of abstinence, it's a complex topic, and it can be approached from various angles. Meaning, you have different people practicing different types of precious, could be for different reasons with different purposes. It's the type of thing that has to be with a clear goal. You have to know what you're doing and why. But here's giving one purpose of sometimes practicing a certain form of abstinence to say, I want to deprive myself now as part of my tshuva process. I'm not talking about it in extreme terms now. I'm talking about it in more modified terms. But sometimes for a person to tell himself, I want to be doing tshuva now, and I want to therefore deprive myself of something, whatever exactly it'll be. Once again, as a way of manifesting regret. Haravi, what's number four? To really grieve over the Avera. To really regret it. I mean, this is different than the second one. The second one was more an issue of lowering yourself before Hashem, practicing intense kniya, right? What we discussed earlier. Kniya, humbling myself before Hashem because I understand that I have to express my mortification. But here he's talking about just the inner feeling of grief, as expressed also outwardly through weeping, through crying out. Okay, again, the Decheves Avavos is depicting here a very, very intense picture of a person doing tshuva. Let's expose ourselves to it, even if we're not exactly going to be doing all this. Achamishi, number five is sheyechiach nafshoy v'yachlimeno b'matzpunoy. You should admonish yourself, lambast yourself inside. Because of your failings in Hashem's service. The Tanya gives an interesting perspective on this. If you learn through the Chayim Salva, you're learning through the Rishonim are not holding punches. For them, Tshuva was a very, very intense business. Zira Ben Yen also, these same ideas. I want to stress two things. First of all, like we keep saying, that these are what we may call hidurim in tshuva. Hidurim, meaning enhancements. You want to provide, just like every mitzvah can be done in a basic way, it can be done behidur, like there are all kinds of hidurim. You can do it with more diktuk. You can do it with more chumras, if we put it that way. So here also we're talking about, like Rabbeinu Yehuda says, the kol tshuva timotzei slicha. Any level of tshuva, as long as you're doing the basic requirements in a basic way, right? Charata, regretting, vidui, and abandoning the sin, earns you forgiveness. But tshuva can also be a mitzvah that gets you very, very far and very high. And he's providing us with all the different hidurim that a person can apply. But again, one of them is for a person to chastise himself. This can be done by means of a Musar Sefer, etc. I'll just say, the Tanya gives a very interesting take on this. He doesn't quote the Chavos HaLavos, but he's talking about this concept of a person beating himself up over the averus that he did. So he says something very interesting, which might provide us with the Mahalach here. He says, a person should be be'atzvus over the averus that he did. However, a person's approach to Avodas Hashem has to be besimcha. That's not a chiddush of the Tanya. It's not a chiddush of the Chassidim. We believe it also as Litvisha. It's the Rambam. Other authorities, Kuzari talks about this. They say a person's Avodas Hashem has to be besimcha. How do you put the two together? For a person to be grieving over the averus he did, the atzvus over the averus he did, and yet to be Avodas Hashem besimcha. So he says, there has to be a certain amount of time dedicated to the atzvus. It has to be in a box. It has to be in a box. A certain amount of time that you beat yourself up over the averus that you did. And here, the Baal HaTanya goes and helps you do it. It's like, there's one perek where it tells you what you can tell yourself, and Imamish pulverizes us in that little piece. But his point is, he says that you have to realize, I'm paraphrasing in simplish terms, that by doing that, you are actually purifying yourself, and therefore that little box, let's call it 20 minutes, okay? That 20 minutes should be followed by a great simcha, because you have just benefited your neshama greatly. So he says, yes, spend that amount of time, whatever amount of time you're giving it, beating yourself up over your averus, really giving yourself over the head. And elaborating to yourself on how low down you are. So you have to realize that by doing that, you're actually elevating the neshama. And that, therefore, when you finish, you should be besimcha. It should be a cause for simcha. Okay. So whatever it is, what are the five practical applications of charot that we've seen on the Chavos HaLavos? Contemplating the punishment and how you never know when it'll hit. Humbling yourself excessively before Hashem, as much as you possibly can, feeling that mortification. And then he said physical acts of being contrite, of regret. Going with simpler clothing, simpler food, etc. Then, number four was weeping and grieving over the averus. And number five was chastising yourself over them. And these are all functions of charat. Now he moves on to aziva, aziva sachet. What are various practical applications, hidurim, that are functions of aziva sachet, of abandoning the sin? Echad mehem. So he says one is azivas kol mashiyaz yarabarim. Person wants to do tshuva, particular aver he'd been doing. Let's say this person was a professional bank robber for 15 years, and now he's trying to do tshuva. So a person is on a serious tshuva campaign. So he says the tshuva should, if you want to enhance your aziva sachet, you want to make it a campaign of avoiding chet in general, meaning not to just keep it focused on the specific chet I was doing while everything else, status quo. But part of showing Hashem how much I regret having failed him, so to speak, is by now showing him how careful I'm going to be with everything. You can really approach this from two angles. I've sometimes said this mashal to appreciate seeing Chazal. It's really an important thing to understand that a person has done an Aveira and is doing tshuva, it's actually an opportunity to get closer to Hashem than you were previously. How does that work? Because if you think, take the example of a couple. After a couple had their first good big fight. But, you know, I shouldn't say a fight. Let's say the first time that you have a fight, okay, each one is hurt, each one, whatever, you make up. If you know how to navigate things properly, you make up. Fine. And that definitely, we've all experienced that can actually build, that can actually contribute to the relationship, can enhance the relationship. But let's say, talk about the time that you really messed up. Meaning, you know, sometimes each one feels that the other, yeah, I could have been better, but she also could have been better. But what about the time when you really feel, okay, now you know that this was really your fault. You really said what you shouldn't have said. And you're facing that. You're facing that and you want to make it up. You come, you apologize. You really feel bad about what happened. You really feel bad about what happened. So afterwards, it's not just that you're going to apologize and I'll be back on regular track. You might go the extra mile now to show how bad you feel. And therefore, you're going to be acting extra nice, right? To show your mortification, to show how bad you feel, it's such a thing that should have happened. And therefore, the relationship could actually be brought to a new level through these falls. If the couple are in the right mindset and they're both mentioned, and they both approach it with this kind of attitude, then the knocks can actually be means of taking the relationship to the next step, making it something more profound, more deep, right? So this is what we're saying when it comes to tshuva also. A person shows his mortification to Hashem by the things he did by showing Hashem, I'm so appreciative of the fact that you are giving me another chance. You're willing to let me make this up, that I'm going to show you how much better I'm going to perform in all areas, not just with this particular chet. I'm going to take extra pains now to avoid any of it. So that is hidur number one of azivas chet, of abandoning the chet. Hidur number two, azivas hamoisa maybe lide yisur. This is kind of similar to the first one. It's a person taking extra pains to keep far away from anything that Hashem doesn't let. And here, it's adding levels of chumras to keep yourself distanced from anything that might come to an aver. I'm going to be extra machmir in situations of doubts now in order to keep myself that much further from the aver. An aspect of this is another aspect, this is where precious also comes into play, but from another angle, not precious as we discussed before as in showing you regret, but precious as in I'm going to exercise my muscles in terms of abstaining from things I shouldn't do by practicing even the things that are permitted. This is also something that deserves a little bit of elaboration, but we'll stop here for today. I'm just going to reiterate that we are exposing ourselves now to the standards of the Rishonim. It's tough. It's harsh, but you know what? Let's do that. Let's not get scared off. We can remind ourselves we're not on the level of the Rishonim. Not all of this is for us in practice, but it's okay to expose ourselves to what the Chavis Halvava is, to what Rabbeinu Yonah, to what they demanded of themselves. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.
Thank you, Jerry.
Mochim to you. Mochim to you. What's that?
We said that the signs of Rishonim for children. So we don't have to.